Good morning on the Rural Radio Network. I'm Chad Moyer. Let's review this past week's market activity. To do that, we'll visit with Heather Ramsey at the ARC Group in Lincoln. Back and forth for the grains this week. We'll hit on the news items in a moment. First of all, at the end of the week here, where did we end yesterday compared to a week ago?
Well, actually fairly neutral on corn, which is a good sign for us. And if you look at the year-over-year to where we're at this time of year, we're pretty steady to what we saw last year at this time. So with corn, both the nearby March and the December 18 being off between a quarter and three-quarters of a cent, seeing December 18 finish around that 384 mark, pretty similar to where we were pricing this time last year. Beans, week-over-week, showing a positive gain of about 9 to 10 cents. Between that March 18 nearby board and that November 18 new crop board, seeing that price around 9.85 and three quarters on the Nov 18. So about 20 cents or so below what we saw this time last year. And then if you look at the new crop Kansas City wheat, that market's really probably been the most active for the week and had a shot to really close with the most gains until we saw a weather pattern change for the Midwestern and the Plains area. So only seeing July Kansas City wheat close up about 8 cents week over week. Had a shot to do a little bit better than that, but like I said, the weather change did not help us any there.
I was going to say, and that might give us, with the weather forecasts improving in the states, that might be an indication of what wheat might do next week, huh?
Yeah, wheat is definitely one of those commodities right now that is in a weather market. We were definitely seeing premium built in because of this severe cold snap that we had here in the Plains and in the western Midwest. That was really affecting the premiums. We were seeing a lot of reports of potential winter kill. Well, since the cold front's going to kind of back off a little bit and we're going to see some warmer temperatures, there's been a little bit of profit taking going on in wheat here both Thursday and Friday. That may continue into next week. In some senses of the word, there will continue to be profit taking, but obviously we know that there is going to be some winter kill damage because of those freezing, way below freezing temperatures. So we'll see how that shakes out. It might take us a couple weeks though, to really evaluate what the crop condition is on the winter wheat.
How about weather headlines out of South America? Are they still being observed by the market?
Definitely. We are in a key time frame for corn down there. This is their pollination and their fill period. So we're definitely concerned with the fact that the lower probably two-thirds of South America, both Argentina and Brazil, the lower growing areas have not seen much moisture at all. Parched is the word I keep hearing in regards to what that crop looks like. I know what our crops look like when they're parched, so I don't envy them, but at the same time, that is what's going to potentially build in either a plateau or maybe some positivity for corn as well as for beans. We're seeing a little bit of reduction in planting progress in the beans down there, as well as some yield reductions in the early yields that have come out for that first crop of beans. Definitely off. You know, they measure in bags per hectare down there, and they're seeing about a 5 bag per hectare reduction. So that's a little bit telling. We need to probably get another week into harvest down there to see if that reduction holds through to a good majority of the crop.
Quickly, Heather, what do the funds have to say about where the grains are now?
You know, the funds are super short on corn and beans, but that doesn't really... We've been sitting about 200,000 plus contracts short on corn. We're about 85,000 contracts short on beans. And at this point in time, that's a pretty significant number. I don't feel like there's going to be a lot more positions, short positions added to those numbers. And so therefore, this isn't a time to all of a sudden panic and be overly bearish at this point. What we're seeing is they are positioned that at any sign of a reversal or information that should lead toward a bullish situation, they could react quickly and could really move the market if they all got behind it. So this isn't really... this isn't new positions for them. They're as short as they were about 2-3 weeks ago. So they're not doing a whole lot of addition to those positions right now.
All right. Just as we wrap up, we want to talk about a new daily average that the ARC group is rolling out. Tell us a little bit about this new marketing opportunity.
Yeah, so we've still got our old standbys, which tend to work year over year over year, and our daily average and our floored average, and we're getting ready to start those February 1st. One of the new things that we can do this year, we are going to be looking at daily highs, which is just kind of a unique look on that daily pricing mechanism that we really believe in. And so it just gives us another little tool in our basket to be able to use and kind of diversify the way that we're pricing our grain. In a year like this, where funds are short, if they get a huge rally, that daily high contract could really make a difference in some of our marketing plans. So it'll be really interesting to see how this plays out this year and how that contract performs throughout the spring and summer.
All right, again, we've been visiting with Heather Ramsey at the ARC Group in Lincoln. For more information, you can call them toll-free at 866-574-2724. They're also online at agriskconsulting.net. On the Rural Radio Network, that's a market recap. Chad Moyer reporting.